Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on the vinnyeastwoodshow.com, because AmericanFreedomRadio.com has been down for like ages, freaking ages. What the hell is going on? I don't know. But my show's still broadcasting. The board ops are still there. It's still running, other than the fact that nobody can listen in unless they're going to the vinnyeastwoodshow.com. I think it's kind of like the only place where you can listen to American Freedom Radio at the moment. I don't know if any of the other hosts have any players on their show. I don't know. It's not my job to run the network, although, you know, maybe I should sometimes. But anyway, my very special guest today is the wonderful, the indomitable, and the various other nice adjectives woman, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. Suzanne, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Vinny Eastwood.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Nelson Mandela died today. Oh. You never read his biography or anything? The Long Walk to Freedom?
No, I did. Oh, my God, I did not.
Oh, mate. This dude became a lawyer, all right? Now, if you're black and you're in South Africa in apartheid, becoming a lawyer is, like, impossible. And so after he becomes qualified, of course, he becomes a member of the African National Congress, the ANC, and goes about trying to get apartheid, which is, the racist regime of the South African government, get rid of. And of course, like everybody who tries to get rid of tyranny, it doesn't freaking work. So they resorted to terrorism, blowing up power pylons and stuff like that. That didn't work. So they resorted to blowing up people, you know, with, like, bombs and trash baskets and stuff like that. That didn't work. So they're like, okay, let's have big, massive demonstrations of people. And they all got shot in the back. That didn't work. Running away. You know, fighting for your freedom is a real pain in the ass, man. And on top of that, he spent 20 years on Robben Island, like South Africa's worst, like, notorious. It's like the Alcatraz of South Africa, right? Spent like 20 years there or something. And my brother was a really good waiter back in the day, and he got to actually serve Nelson Mandela, but they had some problems in the kitchen. And he said to him, "Oh, Mr. Mandela, I'm sorry, your food and what have you is coming soon. Would you like some more bread and water while you wait?" And Mr. Mandela looks at him and he says, "After 20 years of Robben Island, I think I've had enough of bread and water." Oh, yeah. A clever man, a great man, and here's the positive part of the story. A lot of people don't recognize, and this is something I think this is a big lesson for all truthers, is the resolution. Okay, they didn't take over South Africa. The blacks didn't take over South Africa, take it back from the white man, because they fought and died and so on and so forth. Yes, they did, but at the end of it, that wasn't the deciding factor. What was? Reconciliation. You know, the reason why the whites were so desperately clinging to power is because they believed that if they gave power back to the blacks, that they would wind up getting reprisals, right? Homes burned down, women and children dragged into the street and raped. This was a reality back then. This was what people were talking about and very afraid of. Oh my God, what if the blacks had power? And so Nelson Mandela and a number of other black leaders said to these guys, "Look, I'll tell you what. You're not going to beat us, okay? There's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of you. However, we're not going to use that as an excuse to just roll over on you, okay, and just to destroy you and get revenge and what have you for the decades and decades of institutionalized racism, where you beat the living hell out of all of our people and shoot us in the back while we're running away and enslave us and so on and so forth and force us to live in slums and whatnot, okay? We're not going to get any revenge for you on there. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the reins of power and you're going to be treated just like every other citizen, with respect and your property is going to be respected, your person is going to be respected, and you're not going to get any of it damaged, taken away, or raped, okay? That's it. That's our deal. You either give us power and get to maintain your, you know, security, or you don't give us power and it's going to wind up turning into a war, the blacks versus whites, and the blacks will win because we've got more people, okay? So that's how you resolve a situation, I think, peacefully. And this is a lesson, I believe, that should apply to the Rothschild banking cartel, the Rockefeller family, and various other world power brokers, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, George H.W. Bush, John Key, all of these really disgusting, horrific, racist, violent, murdering scumbags. Just tell them, look, there's more of us than there are of you. And even though you've been trepidation of like 100 years of theft and rape and murder of the people, both literal and figurative, we're going to let you be safe in your persons, safe in your property. You can go back and retire to your frickin' mansions. Just give us back the power that is rightfully ours. Or it's going to turn into a war. And we don't want a war. You don't want a war, because neither of us will probably survive it. Or even if we do survive it, we'll have nothing that's survived along with us. No houses, no electricity, no running water, no nothing. It'll be a freaking dark age. Do you want that? I don't. And I think, don't you think that's a brilliant idea, Suzanne? If the elite just kind of, you know, went belly up to a degree and just gave us the freaking power that was rightfully owed.
You know, it's funny.
The Mandela method.
What's funny to me is that the alternative movement has taken a drastic turn. Instead of using our power, our personal power, the power in numbers, the power of agreeing that we all agree that there are certain common enemies that we all have. We all have Monsanto as a common enemy. We all have our governmental leaders as a common enemy. We all have the banks as a common enemy. We are talking about a grandiose show of force instead of using our leverage, which is the fact that we outnumber them. Globally and individually in each sovereign nation, we outnumber the ones who are controlling us. And we sat down to a table and said, hey, exactly what they did. Would we have the ability to then get our sovereignty back without any bloodshed? I know that that idea is not popular nowadays in the alternative movement, but I think it's one that we seriously need to consider. Because it doesn't have to be bloodshed. We're not going to win. It's all going to be destroyed, and we don't want to die that way.
Yeah. I certainly don't want to die in a ditch somewhere. Arms and legs and head cut off in a drawstring bag, and then have it ruled a suicide. I don't want that kind of thing to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to anybody. And I, you know what? I'm really starting to think about this seriously. That there is a group of people in the truth movement who are working for the government, working for the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, who are purposeful disinfo, provocateur, evil, degenerate, betraying, infiltrator scum, right? And the problem is people don't know how to differentiate between somebody who's a psychopathic control freak in the employ of the government who talks about truth of topics and somebody who's genuine, empathic, caring, and intelligent who's a member of the truth movement, all right? People don't know the difference. And that's because we say the same words in the same way, generally. That's why it's so hard.
Sure. And, you have a flavor for every type of belief system. Think about that. Everything has been co-opted. If you want to not conform to society by conforming to an alternate group, and you have a propensity toward vampires, there's a group for you. If you have a propensity toward religion or any type of religion, there's a group for you. If you want to believe in somebody who's claiming to channel another entity through them, there's a plethora of those guys too, and they come in all different flavors. We need to, oh my God, so drastically, I was talking about this on my show, we have to do our own research. I was watching a documentary last night with my husband, and when I went to go look up some of the information that they were talking about, I noticed that they were almost reading verbatim from the Wikipedia page where I went to look up this information. And that is an exposure of a CD. We have a huge problem, ladies and gentlemen, where information that is not credible and has no source and no basis in reality is being funneled into the alternative audience like a faucet running over water, like Niagara Falls. And it is being disseminated out and disseminated out and disseminated out to where the truth no longer is it's no longer effectual. It doesn't matter because the lie has become so big that everyone believes the lie. And no one knows what's really going on. No one's doing any research. The guys who are bringing you the research, you're trusting them to bring you credible research. And you have branded loyalty. And you think that because you listen to them every day or you go to their website every day that you know them. You've never had dinner at their house. You've never met their kids. You have never gone shopping with them or driven in a car. You can learn a lot about somebody. You take a road trip for an hour and you find out a lot about somebody when you're in the cab of a car. We have these ideas about people that are not true, about movements that are antithetical to what they claim to be, and we are disseminating their information, and it's possible, ladies and gentlemen, that what we know about what we know is not true. And you don't... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, people are so desperate to achieve critical mass that they'll join any movement that appears to be achieving it, okay? You can't achieve critical mass without the masses being able to think critically.
Absolutely.
Stop following people, for frack's sake. Seriously. I mean... Ladies and gentlemen, if you would become independent, become your own researcher, your own blogger, your own author, your own filmmaker, your own radio show host, or whatever that is preferable to me than you listening to this radio show 5 days a week. Honestly, no joke. If all 10,000 people that visited the website this month said, you know what, Frack Vinny, I'm gonna do my own radio show, I'm gonna do my own blog, and I wound up in the poorhouse, but there were 10,000 new radio show hosts and bloggers and everything out there, I would retire happy. It's not gonna happen though, because you all got all these reasons to not do that, you know? Oh, I've got my job. Oh, I've got my kids. Oh, I've got this, that, and the other. You ain't gonna have any of those for very long if you don't do something about the New World Order. Today! Fucking today! Okay, the situation is dire. It is desperate. You got infiltrators and scumbags are surrounding you at all points. Okay, your parliament, your police, your judiciary, everything is corrupt and full of scum. Okay, and people look at these problems as if they're arbitrary, as if oh somebody's going to do them. Somebody's in a position of authority to take care of that. You know, so I don't have to. There ain't nobody. Okay? If there was somebody who was going to do something about it, they would have done something about it right now, and have a look. There ain't nothing being done. So, take some personal responsibility, go out, start exposing scumbaggery. Okay? Scumbaggery within, and scumbaggery without. Scumbaggery is scumbaggery. Yeah. I think it was a kind of an important realization that I just had there. It would be quite nice if all of us took some personal responsibility and exposed a bit of scumbaggery every day, you know? You know how some people say you've got to drink so many glasses of water a day, you have so many pieces of fruit every day? I say you've got to at least expose one bit of scumbaggery per day. All right? Just to keep yourself healthy and sane. Suzanne Posel is my very special guest,
And if there is any music coming in from the break, we'll be right back.
'73 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history, but through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first celebration pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later, and CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself, fired twice and plated in 22 karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Jesse Colin Young, Leon Capone, Capone, Cheech and Chong, Daryl Hannah, Keith Struve, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Woody Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there'll be no more innocent bystanders. Yeah. Every time somebody gets shot, you'll be like, damn, he must have did something. And people would think before they kill somebody if a bullet cost $5,000. Man, I would blow your head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job. I'm gonna start saving some money. And you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow, friendships to flourish, with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio at ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American. American Freedom Radio. Habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get real and heal. Listen to Christy on Soul Journeys Radio. Live Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
like a thousand diamonds strewn across a blue blanket. I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless, and in this moment I am happy, happy. I wish you were here. I wish you were here. I wish you were here. I wish you were.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, and I wish you were here. It is nice, it is summery, we've got a corrupt judiciary, thug-like cops, it's just beautiful, you know, it's paradise. And my very special guest is Suzanne Posel, the lovely Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com and also RealGorillaMedia.com. And we've got a... Now, we were talking... I was getting a bit ranty back there. I think it might be because I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning editing yesterday's audio and video archives and what have you, and I kind of get a little bit effed off when I'm sleep deprived, and I see everybody else out there really enjoying their life, having fun and what have you, relaxing, and then there's me up at 4 o'clock in the morning editing late into the night, pretty much every night of the week, busting my ass trying to expose a little bit of scumbaggery. And it's not like I'm jealous of people who get to have time off. It's not like I regret the fact that I have to do all this work. And believe me, it's an obligation. I actually have to do this work, okay? Because, hey, name me one other New Zealander who's got a 5-day-a-week radio show that talks about this kind of stuff. Nobody coming to mind? No? Okay, I have to do it then. You know, just that simple. And it works on the grand scale as well as it does on the small scale. This is the same as true for everybody, don't you think, Suzanne? If everybody kind of had a look at a problem that was around them and said, you know what, I can solve that problem. Nobody else is solving it. Maybe I should. Yes, you should. It's not a maybe.
Yes, you have an obligation to do what's right. Recently, I saw someone on Facebook talking about how healthcare is a right. No, it's an obligation to yourself to eat healthful organic food, to avoid vaccines, to use food as medicine, to avoid DNA altering chemicals in your food and drink, to be happy and smile periodically throughout the day. That is your duty to yourself so that you can be healthy and take care of others and do good by others. That is not something that is a constitutional right. You should love yourself enough to take care of yourself so that others can benefit from having you around.
Yeah.
I think it's the same. And I think that that's what we're talking about here, what we were talking about in the first segment. We, as a generation, are trying to push forth this movement, and we don't even care enough about ourselves to care about each other. And we have allowed ideas of community and caring and building up structures that benefit us as a falling under predisposed labels and then saying that that's bad. Well, if everything is bad and every time you have come up with an idea, somebody comes up with a negative so that you can't enact any ideas at all, then what are you supposed to do? You're doing exactly what everybody else is doing right now. You're sitting on social media pretending you have a life, disseminating information that's not even going to inspire one person to action. So nothing's ever going to change. You might as well just put that Big Mac in your mouth and start drinking the Diet Coke and start watching whatever the hell you want on television and stand in line for 4 hours to get the latest cell phone so you can put your fingerprint into the NSA database and just get over it. Yeah. Or do something.
Yeah. You've got a choice. It's either slow suicide, right, or a long, hard walk to freedom. Make a choice.
Right, like what they did in South Africa, what you were describing. We can either, you know, if you don't like being poisoned and you know that the GMO is poisoning you, then stop eating it, period. If a bunch of people stop eating it, they're not going to be able to sell it. They're going to go out of business. We need to get these people to a point where they are within our grasp. We need to bring them down from their lofty position and bring them to their knees so we can take a breath and restructure ourselves to bring to the table an alternate reality. Because this is just one version of a monetary system. This is just one version of a government. This is just one version of an international group like the UN. These are just one version of all of these things. And you and I did not get a choice, and our parents didn't get a choice when all of these structures were created. So if we just create a structure that we all agree on, then what they're doing becomes inconsequential.
Yeah.
And nobody has to die.
Well, and you don't even have to agree on it. Just as long as you're not hurting or damaging people, you know, that's pretty straightforward, I would have thought. Because I found that democracy, I had Santos Bonacci on the show yesterday, democracy is kind of translates in the phonetic as demon crazy. And I was just thinking, whoa, that's actually quite profound, isn't it? Because you have a look at all the countries that are currently dominated by democracies, and there's demons who are crazy at the helm. You know, and I'm not talking necessarily literal demons, like just people who are have that same motivation of a demon. All right, evil, cruel, manipulative, that kind of thing. That's what democracy gives you, right? That's why I'm really not. Did America bring democracy to Iraq? I forget. As far as I know, they just bought.
They did. Yeah. Democracy is mob rule. They absolutely brought democracy to everywhere they go. They bring mob rule in because that is what keeps people locked in their houses and afraid to step out and afraid to say anything.
Yeah, and if you accomplish it via war, it's called depleted democracy. All right, because that's how much uranium you need to use. Yeah, it's one of those frustrating elements is that, you know, you have a look at, say, just how many problems there are in society. So it goes in these big stages. Okay, first of all, there's the problems in yourself. Are you healthy? Are you informed? If you're not healthy and you're not informed, it's not a good baseline to go out there. I mean, me personally, I'm informed, but I'm not that healthy. I'm working on my health. I'm trying, but it's really, really hard, isn't it? You know, you start to realize how many addictions that you have to the poisoned food, the sugar, and what have you, and it's quite disgusting. And despite the fact that your brain knows that it's bad for you, it also tells you that, oh, I need it. And the same is true of your government. Although your brain knows that you don't want it, that it's going to kill you, you're addicted to it. Aren't you, ladies and gentlemen? You're addicted to somebody else saying that they're going to come along and save you. Somebody's going to solve your problem. Somebody's going to run everything absolutely perfectly. That is a delusion. A delusion that has been implanted in our minds to stop us from being healthy and being informed and taking some responsibility to solve all of these really big, eclectic, evil, terrible problems ourselves. Once you do start solving problems yourself, you get empowered because you realize just how easy it is. And you wonder why you didn't purge this toxicity from your system in the first place.
That is exactly, when I spent time in Colorado, we didn't have access to fast food restaurants or anything like that. And when we moved to Oregon, I think it was the second night we were there, we went and ordered pizza. And I got so sick because I hadn't eaten that food in 5 years. I'd only eaten food that came from local farmers, meat and cheese and vegetables that were grown on the farm. My body immediately rejected it, okay? I sat at the toilet because my body knew that it was poison. And we need to be conscious of these things and make a concerted effort to decide not to participate. And if you don't feel comfortable going into a crowd and joining a protest, that's fine. Every single day of your life can be a protest, as long as you vote with your dollars and facilitate community. you're going to find that you have friends, that we help each other out, that help out your neighbors who have their own businesses and keep them from going under. And go to the city council meetings and say no to the Agenda 21 and say no to the new Walmart being put in. And write letters and keep writing letters to these people that you allegedly elected into office and make their life miserable until they do something about this or leave so we can put somebody else in there who will actually do what we want.
Yeah. Harassment does work, okay? Especially if you're a politician. Politicians are people too, and they feel stress. They feel obligation in many of the same ways that we all do. The problem is, we're not focused on stressing them out. We're not focused on getting them to change their ways. We're not offering them consequence, right? If there was a consequence to being a corrupt scumbag, like, I don't know, going to jail, for example, you don't go to jail if you're corrupt anymore, all right? You get promoted. You become the president. All right? That's the way the world works currently. Why does it work that way? Because the people have abdicated all of their power over to the corrupt, simply put.
And because we don't want to participate in our own sovereignty, because like you said, we're waiting for somebody else to do it. It's never going to change. It's never going to change. And they don't have to roll out martial law, ladies and gentlemen. You're complying. You're out there disseminating information and talking about it and getting in groups and buying their smartphones and doing all the things that they need to do to track and trace you. They're rolling out the police state. The police state is fine. It controls you. You're not a threat to them. You're not a threat to the establishment. Why would they need to roll out martial law? They're only going to roll out martial law if we actually become a threat. We have to be serious and take them to the table and say, look, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to comply. And there's more of us than there are of you. So what do you want? Because you can kill the first wave and the second wave and the third wave, but our children are going to keep fighting and our grandchildren are going to... How long do you want to take this? How far do you want to go? And like Vinny said, they are human beings too. They want the path of least resistance. And the path of least resistance is to keep you tethered to your social media, disengaged from your actual life, and not doing a damn thing to change it. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can change it, you know, and I see so many people who are hopeless, all right? Not I think they're hopeless. They think they're hopeless. They say, oh, there's no hope. There's nothing we can do. Like the Freemason whistleblower, James Wright, for example. He's had many attempts on his life. He gets followed. He's had these laser targeters and things like that pointed into bedrooms where he was supposed to be staying, and his family told him about that and all of that kind of stuff, scaring the bejesus out of him. But he realized that even though all of this stuff is going on, there's something that doesn't want him dead. Something that wants him to survive. Something that keeps him alive so that he can keep doing God's work. Okay? And somebody said on a Skype thread the other day, oh, if the Freemasons really wanted him dead, he'd be dead already. And I said, well, on the same token, if God wanted him to be alive, he would stay alive, wouldn't he? And I'm not really a religious guy. I'm not really overly spiritual. I talk about reality. And I've come up with the conclusion that if you simply believe in a higher entity, in a higher power, for some reason, higher powers come out and support your ass when you're down in the dumps. Not necessarily because they really exist, but because your mind makes it real. It's a thing called faith, right? I remember when I got busted, I was just thinking about this yesterday, Suzanne. You know, it's been 10 years since I had my entire life destroyed by the cops when I was arrested down in Dunedin with about 13 grams of cannabis. Okay, I was going to go to jail for up to 8 years for a first offense. 13 grams. They treat it more seriously than manslaughter. Oh, selling. No, I'm not kidding. And I remember this one time I was trying to get home. I just had to walk up these stairs, a path in order to get to my house, and my legs started giving out on me, you know, because I was just so in so much pain, just incredible trauma that I'd suffered. My entire reality was collapsing in on me. I used to think you could trust police, and then I realized that they're all liars and thieves and scum. And this was something that called me to just go, God, please help me. God, please give me the strength to get up these stairs. The strength was given to me. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks.
Listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow, friendships to flourish, with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccine, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
In this country now, there are a lot of people who want to expand the death penalty to include drug dealers. This is really stupid. Drug dealers aren't afraid to die. They're already killing each other every day on the streets by the hundreds. Drive-bys, gang shootings, they're not afraid to die. Death penalty doesn't mean anything unless you use it on people who are afraid to die. Like the bankers who launder the drug money. Forget the dealers. You want to slow down that drug traffic, you got to start executing a few of these bankers. White, middle-class, Republican bankers. And I'm not talking about soft American executions like lethal injection. I'm talking about crucifixion, folks. Let's bring back crucifixion, a form of capital punishment that Christians can really appreciate.
I believe that if we are to form a new country, we cannot be a country that appears war-hungry and violent to the rest of the world. However, we also cannot be a country that appears weak and unwilling to fight to the rest of the world. So, what if we form a country that appears to want both?
Yes. Yes, of course. We go to war and protest going to war at the same time.
Right. If the people of our new country are allowed to do whatever they wish, then some will support the war and some will protest it.
And that means that as a nation, we could go to war with whomever we wished, but at the same time act like we didn't want to. If we allow the people to protest what the government does, then the country will be forever blameless.
It's like having your cake and eating it too.
Think of it. An entire nation founded on saying one thing and doing another.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution.
American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Revolutionary discovery changes your DNA and restores perfect cells. Listen to Transcension every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that broadcasts live from an island in the sun, and it's Fukushima Irradiated New Zealand. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, 5 days a week. Hey, look, I do understand that sometimes I appear very unprofessional, okay? I admit that, right? And here's why. I do it deliberately. Because the world's currently run by professionals, and it's not working out too well, okay? I don't know about you, Suzanne, but I don't like following rules. I like creating things. I like not taking no for an answer. You see, you know what I'm saying? And it is one of the personality traits of an entrepreneur, is that we just can't leave well enough alone, you know? It's like, oh, okay, it's good enough now. You know, we've exposed enough scumbaggery for a lifetime. We'll just go back to bed and get a slave job and what? No, sorry, just doesn't work. My brain just doesn't work that way. It's got to be bigger. It's got to be better. It's got to be perfected at all times. And I can assure you, something about perfection, a lot of people don't realize, it is unobtainable, right? It's a very, very rare element, about as rare as unobtainium. You can't actually achieve it, okay? You're not supposed to achieve perfection, okay? Because once you achieve perfection, you think that your job is done and you give up. That's not a bright move, bro. I don't think so. You always got to keep constantly reinventing, perfecting everything that you do in your life. If not, you're going to lapse into mediocrity and you'll become everything that you hate. That's not worth it, I don't think. Suzanne Posel is my very special guest. Welcome back.
Hello. I wanted to comment on that. I was just, every time I tried to like join a group, it was always a little askew. I didn't do things quite like everybody else did. And I've realized over the years it's because I don't conform very easily. Any of the predisposed groups that I've joined because I had teenage angst never really fit. I didn't do things right. I didn't wear the clothes right or do my hair right or listen to the right music. I just realized that I don't conform very easily. And so the idea that I'm looking into the news and bringing you information that you might have missed, or more documents so you can understand what's going on and what the point of it is. Like with this Mexican radioactive material that was stolen, a truck was stolen in Mexico, and it had radioactive waste. And all of a sudden they started talking about dirty bombs in the news. And I realized that just this past Sunday on State of the Union, Dianne Feinstein was talking about terrorists having bombs, very big bombs, truck bombs. And they're talking about how this material could be used to create a dirty bomb. And the UN is talking about how dangerous this is if it gets in the wrong hands, because it can be used to make a dirty bomb. And the Oklahoma City bomb was considered a dirty bomb. And the DHS is purchasing enough explosives to create another dirty bomb Murrow building if they want to. And yet we have to be afraid. Here's an instance where a truck was stolen, and the theft of this truck becomes inconsequential because the materials become the focal point and what they could do with it. And that's how they insidiously instill in your mind, plant that little seed that, oh my God, the terrorists are going to come and get me. Because it goes from a truck being stolen with radioactive material to, oh my God, dirty bombs, terrorist, Al-Qaeda, be afraid. And I wrote that article.
The reality is, it's just some dude who stole the truck, you know?
Exactly. And I wrote that article explaining to people where this origin comes from. It's a long time ago. It's a look at the 2009 right-wing extremism report. Look at all these reports that have happened since then from West Point that come out that say that certain people are terrorists and that we have to be afraid because they're being radicalized by Al-Qaeda. The same fake terrorist organization that we created a couple of decades ago are radicalizing people that are good people, former servicemen and women who want to do right, who did right by their country. And just want to have that promise that they were given, which is why they went and fought for it in the beginning, regardless of whether or not they realized somewhere down the line that they were had.
Yeah, I think there was a great quote by a Marine. He might have been a Ranger, I forget. But he says, we're not here to fight terrorism. The reality is I'm the terrorist and these people are my victims.
Yes, absolutely. It's a sad day when you realize that.
Can you fathom Suzanne killing somebody, like actually being ordered to, and then just killing somebody on reflex? Let's say it's somebody perfectly innocent, like a child playing ball in the street, and you kill them, and you watch the blood just cascade all over the street. And you kind of sort of step back and you realize, oh, my God, I just murdered a child. And I just have to clean up the bullet casings and keep going. And people don't realize just what kind of a trauma being part of the machine can make it, you know. I mean, you have a look at anybody who's a government employee these days, there's a reason why none of them care or appear to care. Is because if they did, they wouldn't be in that job for very long, right? Caring is the antithesis of the system. If you go into the system and you say, oh, I'm going to change the system from within, I really care about people, you won't care about them for long, or you're going to wind up being fired or wind up quitting because the trauma will be that much. You won't be able to take it, okay? It's the same reason why I can't work anymore. I can't take that trauma. Can't take being told what to do. Can't take being having to get out of bed real early in the morning and go off and to meet a whole bunch of people that I don't know and I don't care about who I have a fear of rejection against. No. That sucks, man. It's terrible. And my trauma is great for me. However, I understand that it is minuscule by comparison to some of the servicemen and women. Ergo, the betrayal for them is far more significant than the betrayal you or I have ever felt. How do you reconcile that? By going to the Veterans Administration, doping yourself up on pharmaceutical drugs so that you don't care. You don't care so much that you overdose and you wind up going on a shooting rampage and get used by the government as an agenda to take people's guns and their right to defend themselves away from them.
Yes, that is how it works, and it takes such a long time for that to happen that along the way, nobody notices the signs and the symptoms of what is happening so that it comes to fruition. They don't have to necessarily now at this point with all the pharmaceuticals and all the chemicals in our food and drink to plant so many patsies. They just wait for one of us to snap from
these drugs. Keep talking, I've got somebody at the door. Keep talking, I've got somebody at the door, I'll be right back.
All right. They wait for someone to snap, and then all of a sudden, they've got the situation that they need. They capitalize on that situation, and then the person is villainized. Their picture's all over the news. All this information comes out about what a bad person they were, and how we need more controls, more pharmaceuticals, more legislation in order to control the public, when the entire process bred this scenario from day one. This was the only logical outcome. And part of this is our continued participation in this entire matter. When every act of participation is an act of the system and continuing the incremental tyranny of police state in our lives, the things that we hate every time we participate, whether it's a huge participation or a little small one, we are pushing forward that agenda.
Yeah. Well, just think about this. What Dianne Feinstein said, was she the one who said, if you see something, say somebody, or was that Janet Napolitano?
Napolitano.
Okay. I must have gotten that wrong in the previous segments, but yeah, if you see something, say something. And here's why. If you don't say something, something bad will happen, and you'll feel guilty about it, and feel that, oh, I wish I should have said something. Strike that, reverse it. Instead of doing what the government wants, if you see some sort of suspicious activity, like, I don't know, a family having fun with their children at a park, and you go, oh my God, that's just so bad, and what have you. There's somebody actually raising their kids properly. That makes me feel bad about myself because I'm a useless piece of crap. I'm going to go call the cops on them. I'm going to get a Viper team out here. No, don't do that. Do the direct opposite. All right. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
I've spent my entire life thinking everything was this way, but it's actually this way. And people avoid being wrong. They think that when they're wrong, that they're put to shame. That shame is a lesson upon you, that you shouldn't have been thinking you were so right all the time anyway. Look at the geometric growth of the amount of human knowledge with the digital age, the information age. Apparently, our knowledge base is growing by like 50% every year. So theoretically speaking, the 50% of knowledge that currently exists today could be the 50% of knowledge that's disproven. So as soon as you learn something, it could become wrong the next day. Kind of like as soon as you buy a computer, it becomes out of date. And people don't want to move forward and keep discovering and make things clearer and better for themselves or the entire world. They don't have any interest in that. They believe wholeheartedly that they are the one person who's correct and everybody else needs to just shut up because their ideas are irrelevant. You know everything? Is that your argument for not listening to me?
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.